Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The federal government shutting down after no agreement was reached as of midnight on a spending plan. White House correspondent Karen Travers is with us live on WBEN this morning. Karen, what is the situation this morning?
Yeah, they're going to meet again today around 11, and the expectation is they're going to take up the same two measures that failed yesterday. The one was the Republican proposal that had already passed in the House to fund the government for 7 weeks, just a straight-up funding bill at the same levels from the last year. That did not pass because only three Democrats joined Republicans to vote for it. The Democrats put forward their own version of government funding that also included reversal of the cuts to Medicaid and an extension of the Obamacare tax subsidies that are set to expire at the end of the year. Those are the two big things that Democrats are pushing for right now. That also failed, of course, because Republicans are not on board with that as part of this government funding fight. So the government shut down. Now we see where this goes today. It's not clear where the off-ramp could potentially be or who is going to blink first. But the president is making a lot of threats about mass layoffs and even cuts to programs during this shutdown if Democrats don't back down from their demands.
The last shutdown lasted a little over a month.
Is there
a feeling that once the shutdown actually happens, if there's no last-minute effort to stop it from happening, that it could last a while?
Nobody's willing to say that just yet. I think there's always a slight sense of optimism that it won't go that long, but I don't think anybody's willing to put a number on it just yet. Let's see how it goes today.
Karen, thanks for joining us. Karen Travers, live at the White House.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.